पराभवस्तावदबोध जातः
पराभवस्तावदबोध जातो यावन्न जिज्ञासत आत्मतत्त्वं यावत् क्रियास्तावदिदं मनो वै कर्मात्मकं येन शरीरबन्धः
This great science is unknown to the modern civilization. Parabhavastavad abodha jata javanna jigna sato atma tatyam. What is the next?
Javat kriyastavad. Idam mano vai.
Karmatmakam.
Yena
sharira bandha. People are working very hard day and night. Karmatmakam. Karmatmakam means that I shall work and make profit and enjoy. That is called karmatmakam, fruitive activities. Everyone is working for some profit. So, in this way, according to different karma, or according to different association, everyone is engaged in different karma or activities. Just like disease. Disease means different type of contamination. This is disease. Doctors, they have got different, they have to treat different types of diseases by different types of medicine. Why? Because the patient has contaminated a different type of infection. So, actually, spirit soul has nothing to do for livelihood. They are working so hard, and that is Maya. Because everyone is working for economic development, this is Maya. Just like the newspaper reporter asked me the crisis. They created a situation that ultimately it has come to a crisis. The big oil tankers are now standing without any work. And they're feeling scarcity. Actually, we haven't got to work for our livelihood. There are 8,400,000 species of living entities. Out of that, only 400,000 species of life are human form. Other 8 million, they are bird, bees, trees, insect, aquatic, so many varieties. So they have no economic problem. The bird, beast, aquatics, they have no economic problem. They have sufficient. Our material necessities are to eat, to sleep, to have sex life, and to have protection from danger. These are our problems. So, living entities less intelligent than the human being, they have no problem of this field of activities. They are eating, they have no problem for eating. They have no problem for sleeping. They have no problem for sex life. And neither they have problem for any defense. That is already there. A bird heard in the morning chirps very nicely. He has no problem. He'll go anywhere and get some fruits and eat. And sleeping accommodation is there on the top of the tree. And the sex, the male bird, the female bird, they take bath simultaneously. And defense, they know how to defend themselves. They are in danger on the ground, they live on the top of the tree. So they know how to defend, how to enjoy sex life, how to eat, how to sleep. So there is no problem. You know, why human society has created this problem? If 8 million living entities can have no problem, why the 4 million group, the human society, they will have problem? And that is Maya. Actually, there is no problem. They created problem by their advanced intelligence. They have created problem. Why? Now, because advanced intelligence is not being properly used. They are being used for these lower grade activities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The human being advanced in consciousness, they should have used the advanced intelligence for self-realization. But that there is no such education in the universities. That I raised this question in the Massachusetts Technical Institution when I was asked to speak. Where is your technical department where a man after death can be alive again, injecting some? Just like motor stops, so a mechanical technologies go and makes the machine correctly, then it again runs. That I understand that there is technology. But when a man stops running, where is the technology to give him again the energy to go on? Because the Massachusetts technology, this technology must be there. So I asked the university, where is that department? The rascal could not answer. Yeah. And they appreciated the student. Later on, they surrounded me and appreciated. Actually, where is that technology? In the university. And that is called Parabhava. This verse is there. Parabhavastavadabodhajata. These rascals, they are born fools and rascals. And they are working in rascaldom. Therefore, whatever they are doing, it is defeat. Therefore, this crisis has come. Parabhavastavadabodhajata. They are rascals and fools. And there is no proper education to understand what I am, what is my necessity. That education is one thing. These rascals are accepting this body. I am this body. And they are working for the bodily necessities of life. Well, that is being done by the lower animals. Working day and night hard for the necessities of the body. And that verse is here. Parabhavastavadabodhajata Javanna jignasatam atmatattam. These rascals do not inquire also. So I am working so hard. So this for the heart, for this body, but this body cannot be protected. And when the body is dead, nobody can help. Their technologies, when the motor stops, they can again run on by supplying something which you are wanting. Why not this technology? That means they do not know what is the need of the body. When the body dies, they cry simply like child, my father has gone. Why your father has gone? It is lying there. Where he has gone? It is lying on the floor or on the bed. No, my father has gone. That he has not seen his father. He has seen the body. And now he says, my father has gone. The body, you saw the father's body, the body is there. While you are crying, my father is gone, he is lying there. This is called defeat. What he was seeing, his father or his son, that is lying there, but he does not know who is his father, who is his son. This is called defeat. Abodha jata. He remains the same fool and rascal as he was born. A born rascal, otherwise why children are sent to school to become intelligent, to become men of knowledge, wise men. But where is the wisdom? The technology is not there. The whole world is working under this wrong impression that I am this body. Just sātma buddhi kunape tridhātake. That is the defeat. It is practical. And they are simply meeting crisis after crisis. Because the rascals and fools. This is a simulation of rascal and fools. Parabhavastava dhavodha jata. Why rascal and fools? Javanna jignasata atmatattam. There is no inquiry what I am. Why I am becoming befooled? I am trying so much. Why the problems are still there? Or the problems are increasing? These questions are not there. Simply blindly, like asses and cows working, going to the slaughterhouse, cannot protest, cannot protect. Animal civilization. So this animal civilization will continue so long one does not inquire what he is. That is real intelligence. What I am. Am I this body? If I am not this body, then I am not American, I am not Indian, I am not black, I am not white, I am not Brahmana, I am not Shudra. So many things become I am not. And when you understand what you are, if you work on that basis, then there is no crisis. You are working on the wrong basis of understanding, identifying this body yourself. You are not this body. Therefore, unless one comes to the standard of inquiring what I am, why I am forced to suffer, I do not like to suffer. I do not like to die. Why there is death? I do not like to become old man. Why I become old man? I do not want any disease. Why there is disease? They are not making solution of these problems. These temporary problems. Therefore, they are working hard. Working hard means simply contaminating another kind of infection. And therefore, the sharira bandha. Sharira bandha, different types of bodies. I am transmigrating from one body to another. my problems remain the same, birth, death, old age and disease. And therefore, whatever I am doing, this is all defeat. Parabhava. So don't work for being defeated by the laws of material nature. Try to conquer over the laws of material nature. That you can do simply by Krishna consciousness. Mamo maya durutya. What is that verse? Devijji sa gunamai mamo maya durutya. Māmi vaja prapadhante, māyāmi tāṅga tarantiti. Where is that? Bhagavad Gita? Tell Bhagavad Gita. Find out this verse. Seventh chapter. Mama māyā durattaya. So, read books profusely and learn the problems of life and the solution of life. Everything is there. Read it.
Daivi yesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mame vaye prapadyante maya metang tarantite.
Yes.
This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
Part.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead has innumerable energies, and all these energies are divine. Although the living entities are part of his energies and are therefore divine, due to contact with material energy, their original superior power is covered.
We have to work under some energy. This is our position. We are also energy. Just like two energy, the negative and positive, works on electricity. Similarly, there are varieties of energies. We are also one of the energy of God. So our position is marginal energy. We can work under spiritual energy, we can work under material energy. We have to take shelter of another energy. Therefore, our position is marginal. We can take shelter of the material energy or the spiritual energy, as we like. If we take the shelter of material energy, then we become entangled. And therefore, it is called Daivinchi Sa Gunamai Mama Maya Duratta. Without knowledge, without identification, if we take the shelter of material energy, then we become in darkness. Tritiya karma sangha anya shakti rishat. This third energy, material, human being, living entity. Therefore, at the present moment, different atmosphere of just like here in this house, in this temple, the spiritual energy is acting. Outside this house, the material energy is acting. What is the difference between this house and the next house? Here, the material energy is not working, the spiritual energy is working. The other house, the same pattern, there's no difference between this house and that house. The only difference is the other house, they are interested in material energy, and here in this house, the inhabitants are interested in spiritual energy. So that is explained here, that if we work under material energy, then there will be problems. And if we work under spiritual energy, there will be no, all problems will be solved. This is Krishna consciousness. What is the part gone?
Being thus covered by material energy, One cannot possibly overcome its influence.
Yeah.
As previously stated, both the material and spiritual natures, being emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are eternal. The living entities belong to the eternal superior nature of the Lord, but due to contamination by the inferior nature, matter, their illusion is also eternal.
Just like a citizen is supposed to remain free, but sometimes he's put into the jail because he has worked under different criminal energy. So therefore he's put into jail. But when he becomes perfectly civil, so there is no jail for him, he's free to move. So we have preferred to act under material energy, therefore you are suffering where there are problems. And if we prefer to act under spiritual energy, then we'll be able. This is the difference. So what is the difference between material energy and spiritual energy? Material energy means one works for his own sense gratification. And spiritual energy means one works for sense gratification of Krishna. That's all. There must be some sense gratification working. But when we work for our personal sense gratification, that is called Maya. He cannot be personally satisfied without Krishna. Just like in this body, different parts of the body, they cannot enjoy independently. If you get nice cake, you have to put it to the stomach, then you get the energy. And if you want to, these fingers caught the cake and want to utilize themselves, that is not possible. It must give it here, and then the energy will be distributed. This is the difference. The materialistic person, they are simply taking things for enjoying themselves. That is Maya. They cannot enjoy themselves. But if you take through Krishna, then it is spiritual life. That is the difference between material and spiritual. Atmendriya tripti vancha tarnam kaam. Krishnendriya tripti vancha dhare prem naam. When you try to satisfy your own senses, that is lust. And when you try to satisfy the senses of Krishna or God, that is called love. Here, in this material world, so-called love is personal sense gratification. A girl loves a boy, she has got the intention for personal sense gratification. Or the boy loves the girl, he has also the same personal sense gratification. But the gopi's love for Krishna is not for personal sense gratification, for Krishna's sense gratification. That is the difference between gopi's love and people's lust. So love cannot be possible within this material world because everyone has got the intention to satisfy his senses. Therefore, love is not possible in the material world. Love is possible only in the spiritual atmosphere. When you know how to love Krishna or God, then our life is. Jena atma asu prasidati, that by that love you will be fully satisfied. Ahitukiya pratihata, jena atma asu prasidati. Savai pungsang paro dharma, jato bhakti radha khaje. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to train people how to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Then all problems will be solved. Thank you very much. Yes.